naturally from Kraft.
In the beautiful gardens of Villa d'Este, the star of the Metropolitan Opera, Miss Roberta Peters. Roberta.
Bravo, Roberto. Just beautiful.
Grazie.
missed you, Perry. Thank you.
Boy, I must say your voice belongs in the city.
Thank you. But isn't this the most beautiful, the most breathtaking place you've ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
Just how far are we from Rome, Perry?
Well, this town of Tivoli, where these gardens are located, is about 20 kilometers from Rome.
You've made quite a study of Rome, haven't you?
Oh, I happen to be a personal friend of the mayor and the finance commissioner, you know.
20 kilometers. How much is that in miles?
About a buck and a half a mile. The city of Tivoli is even older than Rome. Did you know that?
No, really? Mm-hmm. How much older?
About 20 kilometers.
Perry, is there no end to your knowledge?
I think we just struck bottom right there.
Rome is such a beautiful setting for a Christmas show, but there's something missing.
I know what she wants.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, snow. The treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Wow, that's quite a reception. I'm overwhelmed, Monsignor.
Now you know what the Beatles feel like, Perry.
Friends, this is the founder of Boys Town, the man responsible for giving a home and a chance of life to homeless children in Italy, Monsignor J. Patrick K. Carroll Abbey. Monsignor, it's so much fun being with you here. Would you like to tell us a little about the story of Boys Town? When did it all begin?
It all started 20 years ago. It was Christmas Eve, 1944, and tens of thousands of fatherless children were wandering the streets searching for food. With the encouragement of Pope Pius XII and the help of some of the GIs, I tried to feed them and clothe them and house them.
Mm-hmm. And I don't suppose the Boys Town looked anything like this 20 years ago.
Far from it. Mm-hmm. The first place where I lived with the boys was in a cellar. We called it the Shoeshine Hotel because most of the boys who were there earned their living by shining shoes.
Mm-hmm. That's something. And when you did finally succeed, when did you finally succeed, I should say, in starting Boys Town?
Well, the first Boys Town was founded in 1945. Now, 19 years later, here we are in the Boys Town of Rome, which is the ninth Boys Town.
Mm-hmm. Well, in other words, the children don't only come from Rome.
Oh, no, far from it. Right now, we have children from 12 nations. In fact, Quintito here is from Venezuela, and Gino is from Canada, and we have children from Russia, Germany, Spain, Belgium, many other countries.
And these boys, of course, they earn their own living, and they run this particular town, don't they?
Yes, you met the mayor and the commissioner of finance. Well, we have the storekeepers, and we have waiters, and the sanitation department.
And how are the boys paid? Would you mind telling our audience?
They're paid according to how difficult their job is and how much time it takes.
I guess a singer would starve to death around here, wouldn't he?
I'm afraid so, Perry. But you might have an opening for you as a barber.
Oh, do you, sir, please? Monsignor, you certainly have done a magnificent job. And what a service you've done to these youngsters.
Well, Perry, all we try to do is give them a chance. Then it's up to them. I'd like to, if you could, to make a little tour of the town.
I'd love to. I'm looking forward to it. You wouldn't mind if I brought along a couple of friends, would you?
Oh, that'd be quite wonderful.
They're around here somewhere. Ollie, Kokla.
No, Perry. You better come over here.
Yeah, we'd come over there, Perry, but he doesn't like to walk, you know.
Coming.
Well,
hi, Ollie. Perry. Hi, Kook.
Good to see you.
Hi, Perry.
Perry, boy, we'll take it from here. You can go now.
I just got here. Go where?
Anywhere. Oh, why don't you go over to the Coliseum? I hear there's a good fight there tonight.
Oh. I think I better hang around because these kids don't understand English, you know.
That's all right, Perry. Ollie doesn't speak it very well. Kuka!
That's mean.
See you later.
Okay. Oh, Kukla.
All right, now don't try that again. All right, boys. As you know, we're here to do our Christmas show. And I'm going to be your Santa Claus.
Kook the beard, please.
I don't think they understand you, Ollie.
The beard, please. Give it to me.
I'll give it to you. Boy, I'll give it to you. Hold still now.
Brooks, it's all the way from America. I hope it's all right.
It's a real American beard. Kukla.
I'm sorry.
Mustache, please.
Certainly. Here we go. There we are.
Kukla!
You look fine. Now, go ahead. All right, boys. How about a big hand for Santa Claus?
Let's hear it for Santa Claus.
Ollie, I don't think Santa Claus is the word over here.
Well, they ought to understand from this beard. Look, kid. El Beardo. See the El Beardo. Santa Claus. Santa Anita? Santa Maria? Nina, Pinta, Columbus. Okay, good. Okay, fine. Oh, then I'm Christopher Columbus, and I've come here to discover Christmas. See? Good.
Now you've got him confused with Christopher Columbus.
No problem at all. Watch this. All right, boys, just call me Chris.
Chris.
Good. Now say Kringle.
Kringle.
Now all together, Chris Kringle.
Chris Kringle.
See? Who said there was a language barrier here?
You sure had to go a long way to get it.
No, what? All right, boys, now, I'll explain the custom of giving gifts.
Ollie, they don't...
Shh. It's a custom very dear to us in America.
I don't understand.
Shh. In our country, everybody gives gifts to Santa Claus, or as you call him, Kris Kringle. So if you'll step right up and give me your gift, I think it'll be just perfect.
No, no.
Hmm?
That's not right.
I thought you said they didn't understand, Kukla.
No, you got that wrong.
Well, okay. Just for that, young man, I refuse to accept the gift from you. But the rest of you boys, you can come up and bring your gifts to Santa Claus, as is our custom in America.
I was in America. They don't do that. I saw Santa Claus with the reindeer, and he comes down the chimney and gives gifts to all the children.
Well, where did you see that? Radio City Music Hall or something? That wasn't Santa Claus. That was Columbus.
Ollie, don't be like that. That's not the right Christmas spirit. Here, let me...
For no use trying, Kukla. They won't give us anything.
Well, that's not the point. Now, here, take that beard off. Boys! Ragazzi!
What's that?
Boys.
Oh, ragazzi.
We have come to America to bring you the, saluti, Natale.
Christmas greeting?
That's right. From all the children in America. And what they have told us to tell you, we can tell you best in a
Piccola
song.
Dear boy, felice Natale, pace bene. Ad ogni nostro desiderio. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. I know somehow there will be a star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Senza per la felicità che egli ci ha dato, noi vorremmo regalargli questo pupazzo in ceramica.
Well, grazie tanto, grazie.
Perry, what did he say?
He said as a committee of one, they would like to give you this ceramic doll as a token of the boys' appreciation.
Oh, that's wonderful. I suppose I should make an acceptance speech. Oh, I will then. Friends, Roman, lend me your ears.
Ollie.
I want to say,
Ollie.
I come here to...
It's not for you, it's for Kukla.
Kukla who?
Let's see it, Perry. Unveil it. Oh!
Oh, Kukla, that's disgusting.
Oh, it's beautiful, boys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making this for me.
Probably made in Japan.
No, it was made right here, Ollie, and they make a lot of other beautiful things. Would you like to take a tour around?
No, not particularly.
Sure we would. Oh, yes, we would, Ollie. Yes, we would.
No. I'll just stay here and watch the doll and see that nobody knocks it over or breaks it or
stamps on it or flicks it open with his tooth.
No, no, we're taking it with us.
Look, may I carry it?
No, I'll carry it. Let's go.
Look, Ollie. They even play basketball here. And they have classrooms. Everything like the kids back home.
Oh, great. We came all the way to Italy to see what the kids back home do.
And they learn to make all kinds of furniture here, too.
Yeah, but they only make one kind of doll.
Look at that, Ollie. Look, they have the most modern machinery there. They even have a blacksmith shop.
Oh, that's a modern business to go into.
Cut it out, Ollie. Look, auto repairs. That's modern.
Well, to make real money, they ought to go into TV repairs.
They even make their own shoes. Alligator, lizard, crocodile.
Well, tan my hide.
And this is it's an electric shop, Ollie.
Oh, that's a switch, Kukla.
Ollie, look. Here's a shop where they made that wonderful ceramic doll of me.
Let's go back to the blacksmith shop.
Look, Ollie. Look at all those beautiful ceramics the boys turn out.
If I had a hammer.
Ollie. Ollie, did you know that soccer is a national game here? All the Italian boys play it.
Yeah? Well, somebody ought to tell that to Yogi Berra.
Boys Town. It's a marvelous place. The boys work hard, play hard, and grow up to be solid citizens. Isn't this a lovely town, Perry?
Beautiful, wonderful. How about it, Ollie?
How about what?
Boys Town.
Oh, Boys Town? Oh, that. Well, it isn't exactly my cup of espresso. I'd like it better, Perry, if they weren't so tight with their ceramics.
Well?
Ollie, we have one for you, too.
Oh, great town, Boys Town. Where is it? Where is it? Did you put it in bronze? Did you do it in bronze?
It is the same as Kukla.
Oh, well, it's the thought that counts. Where is it? Oh, take it off quick. Let's see it. Oh, this is great. Oh, isn't this... Sing out the news. Mass production has come to Boys Town. This is a fine first Christmas gift.
No, don't feel too bad. You still have 12 days, Ollie.
Well, that's a music cue, Perry, but tell me, where's the music?
Listen. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtles on
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds,
three finches,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five calling
four calling birds,
three finches,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a six geese a-laying. Four calling birds,
three finches,
a two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying. Four calling birds,
three finches,
a two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a milking,
seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying.
with four calling birds.
And the partridge in a pear tree.
Eight maids are milking.
Seven swans are swimming.
Six geese are laying.
Five are laying.
Four calling birds.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 ladies dancing.
Five fathers, two, 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 two.
Eight maids are milking.
Seven swans are swimming.
A six geese are laying.
Five are laying.
Four calling birds.
Three pigeons.
Two turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 lords a-leaping.
10 ladies dancing.
9 fathers farting, two, 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 two.
8 maids a-milking.
7 swans a-swimming.
6 geese a-laying.
5
a-laying. 4 calling birds.
3 pigeons.
2
turtle doves.
And the partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, bum, three, bum, bum, bum.
11 lords a-leaping.
10 ladies dancing.
9 fathers having, two, 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 two.
8 maids a-milking.
7 swans a-swimming.
6 geese a-laying. 4 calling birds.
3 pigeons.
2 turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Very, very, very fine. Very fine, Jim. Molto bene, molto bene.
Molto bene, molto bene. That means very good, boy.
Thanks a lot, thanks a lot.
Oh, not at all, not at all.
In the excitement of buying Christmas gifts and decorating trees, sometimes we're apt to forget the true meaning of the day. I'd like to tell you a story that we can all understand. We can understand in any language, for it's a message. Its message is universal. The story of the first Christmas. Now, we've told it many times before, but tonight we're using the ancient ruins of Rome as our setting for the most beautiful story ever told. It's a story the world has read and heard about for 2,000 years, but it's one that we all love to hear again and again because of what it says, because it's true. This story began many, many years ago.
Weary, traveler, have you journeyed far?
In the distance, walking slowly, there came a man and a woman. His name was Joseph. Her name was Mary. It was in the days of Augustus Caesar, who had proclaimed that all subjects of the far-flung empire of Rome should come forward and be counted. Joseph and Mary had come a long way from Nazareth. They carried with them their simple belongings. The journey was tiring, for they had endured countless hardships as they traveled the many miles across desolate lands and through strange villages. But it was destined that the journey for Joseph and Mary would soon come to an end in a town near a hillside, because something very special would come to pass in this town this very night. For this was the little town of Bethlehem. Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem. It was getting dark, and all the rooms at the inn were taken. So they spent the night at a stable. This night, something special did happen. A baby was born unto Mary, and they called him Jesus. They had no baby's crib, so Mary put little Jesus asleep in the soft, sweet hay of a manger. Jesus lay in the manger asleep, the shepherds on the hillside near Bethlehem were frightened, for suddenly a great light shone in the sky. Even the animals were hushed and still. But then they heard the voice of an angel of the Lord, and they were no longer frightened. For the angel brought good tidings, news of a Savior born this day, news of Christ the Lord. Shepherds asked the angel where to find the Christ child, and the angel told them to go to the manger. And as they left, the sky was filled with other angels singing, "Glory to God, peace on earth to men of goodwill." Shepherds hurried to the manger, fell on their knees before the baby, and they worshipped him. For he was Christ the Lord.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come.
Brilliant stars shone in the heavens. Far away, three men looking at that star used it as a guide to lead them to the Christ child. Who were these three men who followed the star?
We think so glory and glory, bearing it with Thomas and Paul, filled and full and more and more. Following your birth,
three wise men. The new star guided them to Bethlehem, to a little baby lying in a manger. And there the three wise men presented gifts to the Christ child, the first Christmas gifts given to anyone. There was a gift of gold, of frankincense, and of myrrh. The wise men fell on their knees to worship him. A great peace settled on the night, for it was a holy night. Christmas, we think of Bethlehem. We think of the Virgin Mary. We think of the three wise men and the birth of the Christ child, the first Christmas. Vi è piaciuta questa storia?
Sì, sì,
grazie, Tanda. Ollie, did you like the story?
Oh, Perry, it was beautiful.
It's more than beautiful, Perry. I find some new meaning, some new inspirational thought every time you tell it.
Well, thank you. Thank
you. Oh, Perry, do you think we could give the kids their Christmas presents now?
I think it's just about that time, Ollie. Shall we go?
Sure. Oh, could we bring,
Oh, you mean Burr?
Yeah.
Yes, bring him on up.
The Tilstrom guy. Okay, come on up.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
I think you've been in that cave for quite a while, haven't you? Let's get the gifts.
All right,
Alessio,
we're done.
Andiamo. Chiando le come si dice, regali.
Io e la bicicletta.
La bicicletta? E una palla. Chi vuole la palla?
Io voglio il pallone.
E
voglio cucla.
Friends, we're in the beautiful gardens of His Holiness Pope Paul VI. The gardens are located in the shadows of St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City. Here in this very historic sanctuary, we're honored to present to you the magnificent voices of the Sistine Chapel Choir.
Friends, I'd like you to meet a man who not only has the responsibility of conducting the beautiful voices you just heard, but is also responsible for the composition of all new music, which the choir performs when His Holiness celebrates Mass. Monsignor Domenico Bartolucci. Monsignor, buongiorno e buon Natale.
Buongiorno, signor Como, buon Natale.
Monsignor Bartolucci is completely in charge of this vocal group and has carried on a tradition which goes back to Monsignor, quanto anni è la Sistine?
Quanti anni esiste?
Esiste, sì.
1300 anni. 1300 anni.
1300. The Monsignor says that the choir is in existence for 1300 years. Quanto anni lei fa
direttore?
Direttore.
12 anni.
12 anni. He's been conducting for 12 years, ma non per 13 cento.
13 secoli, no, solo 12 secoli.
He hasn't been conducting for 1300 years, just 1200. We'd like you to hear another composition that the Monsignor also composed. Come si chiama?
Christus Natus Est.
Christ is born.
Christmas, as on every Christmas since the birth of the Savior, our thoughts are again tinged by the wonderful feeling of giving. For more blessed is he that gives than receives. And giving in a small way can be as generous and effective as giving in a large way. Christmas seals are small things, but they do tremendously large things. Remember, when this holiday spirit is upon you, that disease takes no holiday. By using Christmas seals, you are playing an important part in research and education, prevention and treatment. There's no better way to show your goodwill toward men than by supporting the Christmas seal campaign, one of the oldest American traditions of this holiday season. Remember to use Christmas seals generously on all your holiday meals.